Yes, hello, and thank you for dialing in today, and want to welcome you to the Daily Inspiration. My name is Jody, and Lord willing, I'll be sharing with you this week things from God's Word, where we get our inspiration, and we can look to Him for encouragement, and for strength, and for our every need each day. And that's a wonderful blessing, and I just want to bless you today in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. I want to be thinking about something as we take a look at some of the scripture here. I want to consider the poor and our thoughts towards the poor that are around us. Now, I realize we live in a nation that the poor in our nation are not as poor as in many other nations. We don't see the poverty that many nations have, but we do have poor people in our country. We have people that are needy, and they're around us, and Jesus said, the poor you shall have with you always. And God has given some instruction for you and for me about the poor people in our land, and I want you to see the blessing there is as we obey God in His instructions to us, and it works very nicely. And I believe that God has a wonderful working plan if His people will cooperate and be obedient to Him. I want to read to you from Luke chapter 6. This would be a portion where Jesus is giving the Beatitudes or the Sermon on the Mount. And we're just going to kind of cut in here just a little ways. I want to start with verse 30. And I just want to read you a few words here just pertaining to what I'm talking about this morning. And let's look at this and see if God would just prick our hearts today. Verse 30, chapter 6. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. As ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what think have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what think have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what think have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners, to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And I'm going to just stop right there for a moment. Now, I want you to see that Jesus is speaking here as if there needs to be a difference between us and those in the world that are the sinners. And when He's speaking of sinners, He's talking about those that have no regard for God, and they have a worldly attitude about everything, and it's all about themselves. They're very selfish people, sinners, those that have not God in their lives. And Jesus is making a comparison here, and He's saying even the sinners will do this, and as we just read, and he's giving us a step here to take that goes beyond what's expected of man in his wickedness of his heart. There is a law here that God has given to us that He wants us to walk in, to be able to operate in, that is to minister to the poor and to give to those that have need. And as we see, it goes even beyond just a needy person or a poor person. It goes to even our enemy and those that are not kind to us, those that don't appreciate us. And that is what we're looking at this morning, that there is something that God has given for us to be able to participate in, that He has ordained and has given to us as a blessing. And I think you'll see that as we look into the scriptures here and find out what's in this that God has ordained. And I think you'll see that it's a huge blessing for us. But I want to just take a look at a couple of different aspects of this. You know, in our culture, in our society, we know all about lending and borrowing, and it's part of everyday life for many, many people all over. But to the Jew, it was quite different. There were some laws that God had established for the Jew, and I know we've touched on this a little bit from time to time. But God has, in His mercy, He has made provision for those that are poor and needy. And for the Jew especially, there were some interesting things set up by God. And I'd like to read to you now, this is what the people that Jesus was speaking to would have understood this because they would have been taught it. Deuteronomy chapter 15, I'm just going to read to you here, just a provision that God had made for His people. He wanted them to walk in this. I'm going to read starting in verse 7. And it says, and God is saying, if there be among you a poor man of one of thy brethren within any of thy gates, in thy land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not harden thine heart, nor shut thine hand from thy poor brother. But thou shalt open thine hand wide unto him, and shalt surely lend him sufficient for his need in that which he wanteth. Beware that there not that there be not a thought of wicked beware that there be not a thought in thy wicked heart, saying, the seventh year, the year of release, is at hand, and thine eye be evil against thy poor brother, and thou givest him not, and he cry unto the Lord against thee, and it be sin unto thee. Thou shalt surely give him, and thine heart shall not be grieved when thou givest unto him, because that for this thing the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thy works, and in all that thou puttest thine hand unto. For the poor shall never cease out of the land. Therefore I command thee, saying, thou shalt open thine hand wide unto thy brother, to thy poor and to thy needy in thy land. And just want to explain just a little bit there. God is saying, and you might say, yeah, he's speaking primarily to a brother there, somebody that's of the same culture, he's a Hebrew. It goes beyond that, but he is speaking also to their brothers, their brotherhood there, the ones that are Hebrews. But you see, he mentions here about that seventh year. He said, don't harden your heart if the seventh year, the year of release, is at hand. And this is what's called Jubilee. And after seven Sabbath years, that'd be the 49th year. Then the 50th year was the year of release. And I think you've probably heard of that. It's the year of Jubilee. And all things go back to the original owners at that point. So if you were going to sell your land, you had some provision to be able to redeem it, but if the 49 years had gone by, and it has to be the year of Jubilee, it wouldn't be 49 years from when you sold it, but you had to know when the year of Jubilee was coming, it reverted back to the original owner. God was making a way here for people not to get buried in debt and never have any way out. And the poor people he was thinking about. And so this seventh year of Jubilee, it's the seventh year of Sabbath years. So that would make it on the 50th year Jubilee. So he's saying, don't harden your heart. Don't have a wicked thought there that, let's say that it's the 48th or 49th year, and you say, I don't want to lend because I won't get it back. It's going to be released. And God was saying, don't focus on that. Don't let that direct your heart in the wrong way. But lend, expecting nothing in return. And see, Jesus said the exact same thing, only he made it a step higher. He's talking about lend to your enemy. He broadened that somewhat. But he says, I left off in verse 35 in Luke chapter 6. It says, but love your enemies and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And then listen what he says here. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest. For he is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. And you see, there's a blessing behind it. And it was the same way in Deuteronomy. God would bless everything of your hand. And Jesus is saying you have that same blessing here. Your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest. That's a great reward, to be a child of the highest, the Lord himself. This is near and dear to the heart of God, to lend to the poor, to give to those that are in need, and expecting nothing in return. Now, I know that kind of goes against what most of us are used to lend, hoping for something in return. At least the amount, not necessarily with interest, but we expect at least to get something back, usually. If we're honest with ourselves, most of the time that's where our heart is. There's something happening here that Jesus is offering to us, that if we give, hoping for nothing in return, there's a great blessing, great reward for us. And it's not necessarily money. Money is a reward, certainly, but I think there's greater blessings in even that. It's a spiritual blessing and a blessedness of being a child of our King and our God. It's a huge blessing, a huge reward for us. And God is putting in place something for the poor. And as God's people interact with his blessing here and his commandment, there's a blessing for us. And so it works well for everybody involved. And if we would be generous in our hearts like that, as God has given us example here, there would be a huge reward for us, and there'd also be a blessing for the poor around us. Now, maybe you are very kind to the poor, and you give, and I want to commend you for that. God bless you for that. And if that's already in place in your heart and in your life, then may you have the grace to share that with others, to encourage others to do the same, to bless those poor people around us. And God will give them to us. If we ask him, he'll open our eyes to see those that are truly needy around us. I believe that. And he wants to bless us in the midst of blessing others. Isn't that the way God's kingdom works? Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men pour into your bosom. And that measure that you used is going to be measured back to you. In other words, if you just give stingy and very little, well, you'll get some return, but it'll be little. You give a great amount and with all your heart, and you'll have blessings you can't contain. It's a principle that God works in his kingdom. And it's we don't give for gain. We don't give to get. But we give in obedience to our Father, and he blesses us for that. May that be a good thought for you today as you meditate on these things. And let's ask God to show us the poor among us, that we can help them and be a blessing to them. And while we do, we share the love of Christ. May God bless you today.